Well, I hope everybody's satisfied. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, I hope you're all satisfied, all of you who made fun of the terror alert color chart. I'm looking at you, John Stewart.
Where are we at color chart-wise right now?
And I'm looking at you, too, random people stopped by reporters.
Well, I don't think anybody really pays attention to it anyways.
It's always, what, orange elevated?
You made fun, you ridiculed, and now, well, I just hope you're satisfied.
Word is that government officials are thinking of replacing those color-coded terror alerts.
Yes, and instead of five levels of fear, we will have only two.
Elevated and imminent.
Elevated and imminent. So that's it. Two levels. The only problem is, you know full well, it's never going to go below elevated, because if they did that, we'd go back to ignoring abandoned backpacks. We'd stop making mental plans to tackle the guy with the beard. You could never justify a $700 billion defense budget if the level wasn't at least elevated. So it'll always be elevated, which means there'll be basically one meaningful level, only one place to go, imminent. Which I guess means they confiscate all your deodorant and they crank up the scanners to check for explosives in your pancreas.
A final decision has not been made, but a warning of an imminent threat would be accompanied by as many details as possible and would not last longer than a week.
Okay, that's good. But tell me this. If they had enough details to be actually useful, like, the attack will be at the corner of 3rd and Main at 1:41 p.m., don't go there, wouldn't they know enough to stop it from happening in the first place? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.